welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica. In this segment of the video course on how to hear the Holy Spirit, we're going to consider your baptismal calling to have a best friend relationship with the Holy Spirit. Have you ever thought of your baptism that way? In your baptism, you received the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This presence within you is a holiness that converted you from being a sinner to a saint. And our Christian life is all about learning how to become the saint that God created us to be. It's a living out our holiness. The word holy means to be different from the world. The Holy Spirit is the part of God, the nature, the persona of God that is embedded in our daily lives, moment to moment, helping us to become holier, helping our spirit to become united to the Holy Spirit so that we can become the holy saints that God the Father designed us to be and Jesus died so that we could become it. That's how the Trinity all works together. The Holy Spirit is fully in you already. But learning to live the life of the Spirit means letting that wake up. It means letting it come to the full, to overflowing, so that it goes out into the world, changing the world around us, working miracles, yes. Manifestations of the Holy Spirit are supernatural sometimes. I don't want to give too much attention to that because some people can get carried away in really wanting the manifestations rather than really wanting the holiness. The supernatural in our lives comes from growing in holiness. That's why the saints, you know, reading the lives of saints is tremendous. I highly recommend it if you're not already doing it. But the saints show us by their example that when we live united to the Holy Spirit, growing in holiness, every day becoming holier than we were yesterday, little by little, sometimes teeny, teeny, tiny baby steps, but nonetheless moving in the right direction, the direction towards heaven. That's the holy life that we were created to do. And the more we come alive in that, like the saints did, the more we bring about the saintliness that the Holy Spirit is activating within us. And learning to be in touch with the Holy Spirit, learning to be tuned in to what the Holy Spirit is doing within us, what he's saying to us, what he's guiding us in, this is how to become holier. You know, the occult is very popular with many people because it offers shortcuts to the supernatural, but it's selling our souls to demons because the path to the true supernatural life in the Holy Spirit requires growing in holiness and a commitment to growing in holiness every day. That's going to be our strongest desire. Yes, we fall short of that every day. But that's nothing to feel ashamed of because Jesus already rescued us from that on the cross, didn't he? When we fail by sinning, we fail our true nature that God has designed us to have by sinning. It's just a time to pick ourselves back up again with the help of the Holy Spirit and get back on the right track. It's a correction in our journey. We're going down a road and we get sidetracked and we make a correction to get back on track. That's all it is. You know, the word sin means literally going back to the original root of that word. It means to miss the mark. When we sin, we should not feel, oh, I'm so terrible, I don't want to face. You know, sin is so bad, I don't want to face that I sin. I don't want to face that I want to sin. I want to be disobedient. I want to do things my way. I don't want to hear the Holy Spirit. This is just missing the mark. We really do want to hit the mark right on target, or if you didn't, you wouldn't be taking this course. You wouldn't be watching this video. You'd have turned it off by now. Life in the Holy Spirit is not being afraid to miss the mark. It's identifying that we have missed the mark and wanting something better. God bless you.